Mandalila, Chapter 23. Glory, glory to Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who is a treasure house of transcendental virtues. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the maintainer of the worlds. Glory to Lord Chaitanya, the great treasure cherished by Lord Shiva and the demigods. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya, who is the king of the Brahmins and dear to Lord Nityananda. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya's devotees. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes in Navadvipa, but those pastimes were not seen by the eyes of all. Day after day, Lord Chaitanya, the king of Vaikuntha, was present in Navadvipa city. Accompanied by most dear Nityananda, he enjoyed many pastimes. Accompanied by his devotees, he relished the nectar of his own holy names. Every evening he performed kirtan. Only the devotees and none else were allowed in these kirtans. Lord Chaitanya's powers were very glorious. No one in the three worlds had the power to know their limit. Barred from the kirtan, 5 or 10 persons complained. They were hurrying to Yamaraj's abode. One of them said, "Who can be a true Vaishnav in Kali Yuga? These people are only pretending so they can fill their bellies." Another one said, "If we tie their hands and feet and throw them in the water, then all our sufferings will go away." Another one said, "Oh, my brothers, please know for certain that this Nimai Pandit will destroy our village." Sometimes they would threaten the devotees to gain entrance and see the kirtan, but they were not fortunate at heart. What could they accomplish by mere expert plans and tricks? Lord Chaitanya performed kirtan. In this way, he purified the thoughts of everyone in the world. Unable to see the Lord's kirtan, some people blamed themselves, saying, "We are unfortunate," and they sighed. Some asked the devotees to secretly bring them inside so they could see the kirtan. All the Lord's servants knew, "The Lord knows everything." Afraid, no one would bring anyone in. A certain austere, saintly, and faultless brahmachari lived in Navadvipa. He always lived only by drinking milk, and he never ate rice. This Brahmin yearned to see the Lord's kirtan. Lord Chaitanya personally closed the doors and began the kirtan. Only the devotees and none else were allowed to enter. Every day, this Brahmin came to Srivas's house. He yearned to see the Lord's dancing. He would say, "If for one day you are merciful to me, please allow me to enter the house. Then I will be able to see the great pundits dance. Then my eyes will have attained their goal. Then I will attain the goal of my life." Every day the Brahmin repeated this request. One day Srivas replied, "I know you have always been a very good person. The time has not come for you to taste the fruit of your long brahmacharya. I know that no sins stay in your body. You are qualified to see the Lord's kirtan. The Lord's order is that no one should enter. Therefore, I tell you, I will secretly let you in." Speaking these words, he let the Brahmin inside and gave him a place to hide. Lord Chaitanya, the master of the 14 worlds, began to dance. In the 4 directions were the very fortunate devotees. Everyone sang Krishna, Ram, Mukunda, Murari, Vanamali. There was a great tumult. Nityananda and Gadadhar embraced. Advaita joyfully ran in the 4 directions. Overcome with spiritual bliss, no one was in external consciousness. Lord Chaitanya, the king of Vaikuntha, danced. Haribol, Haribol, oh my brothers, Haribol, no one could hear any sounds but these. Lord Chaitanya wept, trembled, and loudly roared. The hairs of his body stood erect. Who can describe all his symptoms of ecstasy? Lord Chaitanya knew a Brahmin is hiding here. Stopping, Lord Chaitanya said, "Why do I not feel ecstasy today? I know that someone is in this house. More, I don't know. Tell me the truth." Frightened, Srivas said, "Lord, no blasphemer has come to this house. There is only one good Brahmin, Brahmachari. He lives only by drinking milk. His whole life, he is sinless. With great faith, he wants to see your dancing. He is hiding now. This you know very well." Hearing this, Lord Chaitanya angrily said, "Quickly, quickly, take him from this house. What power has he to see my dancing? By drinking milk, he will become my devotee." Raising his arms and spreading his fingers, Lord Chaitanya declared, "Merely by drinking milk, one will never attain me." If an outcast takes shelter of me, then he is mine and I am his. Know that without doubt. If a sannyasi does not take shelter of me, then he is not mine. I speak the truth. What austerities did Gajendra or the monkeys or the gopas do? How did they attain me? Tell. The demons perform austerities. What happens to them? Without taking shelter of me, no one has the power to attain me. Then the Lord said, merely by drinking milk, one does not get the power to attain me. When I see that fellow, I will rip him to pieces. Frightened, the brahmachari went outside. In his heart, the saintly Brahmin thought, I am very fortunate that I briefly saw the Lord. It is only because of my offenses that I was punished. I saw his wonderful dancing and his wonderful kirtan. Only because of my offenses was I rebuked. When the Lord punishes him, a true devotee thinks in this way. Thinking in this way, the Brahmin walked. Lord Chaitanya, who is the Supersoul in the hearts of all, knew the Brahmin's thoughts. Calling for him and bringing him back, Lord Chaitanya, who is an ocean of kindness, placed his lotus feet on the Brahmin's head. The Lord said to him, don't try to become powerful by performing austerities. Know that devotional service to Lord Vishnu is the best of all spiritual activities. The Brahmin wept with joy. He always remembered the Lord's kindness. Happily calling out Hari, Hari, the devotees offered dandavat obeisances. Anyone who faithfully hears these confidential pastimes will certainly meet Lord Chaitanya. That meeting is inevitable. After thus giving his mercy to the Brahmin, Lord Chaitanya danced in great ecstasy. I offer my respectful obeisances to that Brahmin who thought in that way when the Lord punished him. In this way, the Lord performed kirtan every evening. The non-devotees did not have the power to see them. For this reason, the people of Nadia were unhappy at heart. The pious people rebuked the materialists and blasphemers. The good sense of these sinners and blasphemers is completely destroyed. Because of them, we cannot see these great festivals. The sinners and blasphemers speak ill of everyone. Because of them, we are cheated of seeing these kirtans. Nimai Pandit will never open the door to those sinners and blasphemers. He is a great devotee of Lord Krishna. That is all we know. His heart is supremely pure. If we have true devotion for the Lord, then someday we will certainly see his dancing. Some of the townspeople said, brothers, let us wait here. Eventually we will fill our eyes with the sight of this kirtan. To deliver the entire world, Nimai Pandit has come to Nadia. In town after town and home after home, at every door, he will perform sankirtan. This I tell you. Every time the Lord descends to this world, the pious people become fortunate and the blasphemer pundits perish. When day came, all the pious people of Nadia went to see the Lord. Some brought new goods. Some held bananas in their hands. Some brought ghee, some yogurt, and some splendid garlands. Everyone had come to see the Lord. Seeing the Lord, everyone offered dandavat obeisances. The Lord said, all of you, please devotedly serve Lord Krishna. Please always chant Lord Krishna's names and describe his glories. The Lord personally taught them, please happily hear from me the Maha Mantra of Lord Krishna's names. It is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord said, regularly chant japa of this Maha Mantra. In this way, you will attain all perfections. Chant at any time and in any circumstance. There are no other rules for chanting. Gather together 5 or 10 in your own homes, clap your hands, and sing kirtan of these holy names. You may also sing these words. Hareya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govinda Ram Srimad Husudan. Gathering at home with parents, wife, and children, please sing kirtan in this way. Attaining these mantras from the Lord's own mouth, everyone became joyful. They offered dandavat obeisances and then returned to their homes. With mind and body always thinking of the Lord's feet, they always chanted japa of the holy names of Lord Krishna. Haraye Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha Gopal Govindaram Srimad Husudan. Gathering at home with parents, wife, and children, please sing kirtan in this way. Attaining these mantras from the Lord's own mouth, everyone became joyful. They offered Dandavat obeisances, and then they returned to their homes. With mind and body always thinking of the Lord's feet, they always chanted japa of the holy names of Lord Krishna. At sunset, they gathered in their homes, clapped their hands, and performed kirtan. In this way, Sachi's son established kirtan in village after village. Picking them up, Lord Chaitanya embraced everyone. He personally placed garlands around their necks. Placing a blade of grass between his teeth, the Lord begged, "O my brothers, please worship Lord Krishna day and night." Gazing at the Lord, everyone wept. Engaging their voices, thoughts, and bodies, they performed sankirtan. Clapping their hands, the townspeople joyfully chanted, "Rama, Narayan." In every home were sounds of mridangas, kartals, and conch shells. The people played the instruments played at Goddess Durga's festivals. At the time of kirtan, they played all these instruments. With happy hearts, everyone sang Hari, and then Rama, Rama, and then Hari, and then Rama, Rama. In this way, the holy names of the Supreme Lord arose in the village. Chanting and chanting Lord Hari's holy names, the banana leaf seller Sridhar was walking down the road. Hearing the kirtan, he began to dance wildly. That great servant of Lord Chaitanya was overcome with bliss. Seeing joyful Sridhar, the townspeople surrounded him. Now the kirtan was in the four directions around him. Tasting the nectar of ecstatic love, Sridhar rolled about on the ground. Standing aloof, the materialists laughed. One sinner said, "Oh, my brothers, look, the banana leaf seller has become a Vaishnav. He has no proper clothing, there is no food in his belly. He wants everyone to know, I am in ecstasy." Another said, "They are celebrating Goddess Durga's festival at the wrong time." Even though the blasphemers spoke in this way, the townspeople daily chanted Lord Krishna's holy names. One day, by divine arrangement, the Qazi was walking on the road. He could hear the mridangas, kartals, and conch shells. Hearing a tumult of Lord Hari's holy names in the four directions, the Qazi remembered his own scripture. The Qazi called out, "Catch them, catch them, today I will act. What will your teacher Nimai Pandit do now?" There was a great commotion. The townspeople fled. Frightened, some did not even tie their hair. Some successfully fled. The Qazi had others beaten. He broke mridangas. He acted very harshly. The Qazi said, "There is still Hinduism in Nadia. I will punish the Hindus. Night is coming. For now I will forgive. Do this on another day, and I will take away your caste." Every day, on the Qazi's order, a gang of thugs wandered the town looking for any kirtan. Unhappy, the townspeople hid. The Qazi's men attacked and beat Hindus. Some said, "Lord Hari's name should be chanted in the mind. What Purana says one should make a great commotion of chanting? They who jump over the Veda's words will be punished. These people are not afraid that they will lose their caste." Nimai Pandit is very proud. Soon the Qazi will rip his pride to pieces. Nichananda, who wanders from village to village, will someday see all these happy things. They call us blasphemers. These people are all hypocrites. Soon they will all run from Nadia. Afraid, no devotee answered. They all went to the Lord and said, "Afraid of the Qazi, we can no longer perform kirtan. Every day he sends 1,000 men wandering about. We will leave Nadia and go to another place. We place this news before your 2 feet." Hearing that the kirtan was stopped, Lord Chaitanya became angry. He became like Lord Shiva personified. Sachi's son made a thunderous cry. Touching their ears, the townspeople called out, "Hari." Lord Chaitanya said, "Nichananda, give me your attention. At this moment, go to all the Vaishnavs' homes. Today I will do kirtan in all of Navadvip. Let us see what they can do to me. Today I will set the Qazi's door and house on fire. What will the king do? That I will see. Today I will make a great rainstorm of pure devotional service and ecstatic love for Lord Krishna. Today time personified stands before the blasphemers. O people of Nadia, O my brothers, go. Go everywhere and repeat this order. Let everyone who wishes to see Lord Krishna's secret come here with a torch. I will smash the Qazi's house. I will perform kirtan at the Qazi's door. I will see what he will do then." the numberless universes are filled with the servants of my servants. Why be afraid when I am present? No one should feel in their hearts even half a sesame seed's worth of fear. Everyone should eat lunch and then quickly assemble here in the afternoon. Then the townspeople left. The hairs on their bodies stood up. How could the people eat lunch? Going from house to house, they said, "Today Nemi Pundit will dance in village after village." In the past, thousands and millions of the people in Nadia lamented because they did not see Lord Chaitanya's dance. Now there was great joy in home after home, for now Lord Chaitanya would openly dance in village after village. If a father made a torch, the son would also make his own torch. Everyone worked happily. No one could stop them. One made a large torch, another made a large torch. All made large torches. Great, great barrels of oil were used for the torches. Countless millions of people lived in Nadia. Who had the power to count the torches there? Everyone became very busy. Some people made 1,000 torches. The town of Nadia was filled with torches. Women, children, and elders all became very happy. Who but Lord Krishna himself has the power to do all this? Only the sinners do not understand this truth. Thus, by his order, all of Navadweep came, bearing torches. Hearing that all the Vaishnavas had come, Sachi's son gave them instructions. Lord Advaita would dance in front. Some devotees would sing in his group. Haridas would dance in the middle. Some devotees would sing by his side. Then Srivas Pandit would dance. Some devotees would sing in his group. Then Lord Chaitanya looked at Nityananda. Nityananda said, "I will never leave you. Wherever I go, I will take you with me. That is my duty. Not for a single sesame seed's worth of time will I ever abandon the feet that you keep in my heart. Lord, what power have I to dance independently away from you? As you act, so do I. That is my devotional service to you." Seeing tears of bliss and love streaming over Lord Nityananda's limbs, Lord Chaitanya embraced him and kept him always by his side. The hearts of all became filled with bliss. Some danced in separate groups, and some danced by the Lord's side. Oh, my brothers, please attentively hear of this kirtan in the city. One who hears this description kills his past karma. Gadadhar, Vakreshwar, Murari, Srivas, Gopinath, Jagadish, Gangadas, Vipra, Ramai, Govindananda, Sri Chandrasekhar, Vasudev, Sri Garba, Mukunda, Sridhar, Govinda, Jagadananda, Nandanacharya, Sukumbar, and many others were in that kirtan. Who knows all the names of Lord Chaitanya's numberless servants? In the future, Vedavyas will reveal their names in the Puranas. What human being has the power to say how Lord Chaitanya danced with his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions? What wonderful pastimes did the Lord reveal when he became the son of Sachi? Little by little, Lord Chaitanya's joy grew. In this way, the afternoon passed. What bliss was in the devotees' hearts? The devotees floated in an ocean of happiness. Lord Chaitanya, Goddess Lakshmi's husband, would dance in the city. Seeing this would happen, everyone felt all their sufferings would soon perish. The women, children, elders, and all other moving and unmoving living entities who saw the dancing became free from all material bondage. Who was not in ecstasy? Then the sun set. Millions and millions of people were at the Lord's door. They filled the universe with sounds of Hari. Then the Lord, who is Sachi's son, made a great sound, a sound that filled the ears of all. That sound excited everyone. Calling out Hari, everyone lighted their torches. In the four directions, thousands and millions of torches burned brilliantly. In the four directions, thousands and millions of people chanted Hari. Who has the power to describe the glory of all this? What great bliss descended on that place, I do not know. How splendid is the moon? How splendid is the sun? How splendidly do the stars shine? I do not know, even slightly. The sky became filled with light. It was as if Lord Krishna himself stood there in the form of light. Fair-limbed, handsome Lord Chaitanya called out, Hari! All the Vaishnavas became agitated. A kirtan surrounded Lord Chaitanya. The devotees' bodies were garlanded with flowers and anointed with sandal paste and red pagu powder. Playing kartals, everyone made a glorious sound. Their power defeated millions of lions. In the four directions, the devotees surrounded the Lord, who is Sachi's son. Everyone around the Lord drank the nectar of dancing. Chanting Hari, everyone floated in bliss. Gazing at the Lord's face, everyone became free of material sufferings. Everyone blissfully chanted Hari. Lord Chaitanya's handsomeness defeated millions of Kamadevas. I cannot speak any metaphor or simile to describe how handsome the Lord was. Still, by the Lord's mercy, I will say something to describe him. Who has the power to describe him completely? His form was effulgent like God. He was the essence of all the Vedas. Anointed with sandal paste, he was like the moon personified. On his curly hair was a splendid jasmine garland. Defeating all beauties the arts can create, he smiled very sweetly. Sandal paste and drops of pagu paste shone on his forehead. He raised his arms, and with his graceful moon-like mouth, he chanted, Hari. Reaching to his knees, the great garland swung to and fro across his body. His entire body was wet with tears from his lotus eyes. His great arms were like two golden pillars. His limbs, with hair standing up, were like golden kadamba flowers. His lips were very red. His teeth were beautiful. His glorious eyebrows reached almost to his ears. His shoulders defeated the king of elephants. His chest was broad. His white and thin sacred thread was splendid. Lakshmi and Tulsi stay at his lotus feet. His garments were fine, pure, and splendid. His nose was raised. His neck was charming like a lion's neck. His body was very tall and fair. The people there said, Look how the Lord's hair is beautiful with many flowers. A great multitude was present there. Even a great host of mustard seeds fallen to the ground would not equal the number of people there. Having attained his mercy, everyone there happily gazed at the Lord's face. Gazing at the Lord's face, the ladies made auspicious sounds and chanted Hari at every moment. Every doorway was decorated with bananas, coconuts, mangoes, and full water pots. Beautiful ghee lamps burned. Yogurt, rice, and durva grass were sprinkled on the splendid walkways. Every doorway in Nadia was like this. Who arranged for all this? I do not know. Every man and woman followed the Lord. Filled with bliss, they were not aware of anything else. The thieves thought, This is our opportunity. Now we will rob every house. At the end, also filled with ecstasy, the thieves forgot all about robbing others. Placing the word Hari on their mouths, they did not enter anyone's house. Some threw puff rice and coins on the path, and some followed the procession. There was great joy. Please do not think these descriptions are all exaggerations. When Lord Krishna enjoys pastimes, things like this happen. In an eye blink, Lord Krishna made 900,000 jewel palaces appear in Dwarka. When Lord Krishna enjoyed water pastimes with the Yadavas in the ocean around Dwarka, the saltwater ocean suddenly became transformed into an ocean of nectar. These confidential pastimes are described in the Harivamsa. Please do not doubt them. Overcome with bliss, Lord Chaitanya danced in a kirtan of his own holy names. All auspiciousness came there. Dancing, Lord Chaitanya proceeded on the path by the Ganga shore. Chanting Hari, everyone ran before and behind him. Lord Advaita and his group went ahead. Dancing, they proceeded with great bliss. Then came Haridas, who was a nectar ocean of love for Lord Krishna. On the Lord's order, gracefully dancing, Haridas proceeded on the path. Then Srivas danced. His actions were all pastimes filled with the bliss of love for Lord Krishna. These devotees went before the Lord. Another group of devotees surrounded the Lord and sang. Dancing very gracefully, the other devotees followed behind Lord Chaitanya. All the devotees sang with voices sweet like nectar. Perhaps they had never sung before, but now they sang very well. Murari, Mukunda Dat, Ramai, Govinda, Vakreshwar, and Vasudev led the devotees. Surrounded by these singers, Lord Chaitanya danced. Filled with bliss, the Lord's group proceeded on the path. Nityananda and Gadadhar were at the Lord's two sides. They both swam in a nectar ocean of ecstatic love. Dancing and dancing, Lord Chaitanya proceeded on the path. Thousands and millions of people ran to see him. Millions and millions of torches brightly burned. Their light was like moonlight on the bodies of all. In the four directions, millions and millions of torches brightly burned. In the four directions, millions and millions of people chanted, Hari. Gazing at the Lord's dancing and wonderful ecstatic symptoms, everyone in Nadia became agitated with transcendental bliss. One moment the Lord's limbs were covered with dust, the next moment his limbs were washed with tears from his eyes. Seeing the Lord's ecstatic symptoms of trembling, perspiring, and bodily hairs standing erect, even the blasphemers felt their thoughts begin to dance. A great tumult of Lord Krishna's holy names arose in the town. Everywhere, everyone chanted Hari. Everywhere, everyone danced. Chanting Hari and Rama, Rama and Hari and Rama, Rama, all the fortunate people danced. In place after place, 5 or 10 people would meet in this way. Some sang, some played musical instruments, and in the middle, some danced. Thousands and thousands and millions of people were there. Blissfully dancing, they proceeded in Navadweep. They sang, Hare Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopal Govinda Ram, Srimad Husudan. Some danced alone. Some, clapping their hands, danced in groups of 5 or 10. Some carried in their 2 hands torches and the oil that was the torches' food. How were all these wonders happening? I think it was like Vaikuntha come to Navadweep. The spiritual nature of Vaikuntha was then present on the earth. Every living entity had become a four-armed resident of Vaikuntha. Still, overcome with the bliss of love for Lord Krishna, no one knew it. Everyone now had 4 hands, but no one knew it. They had forgotten all about themselves. How could they know it? In this way, the bliss of Vaikuntha came to Navadweep. Dancing, everyone proceeded on the path by the Ganga's bank. As he went, Lord Chaitanya became like Nanda's son, garlanded with forest flowers and a charming flute in his hand. He proceeded on the path. In this way, everyone performed kirtan. They forgot their bodies and their duties. They forgot all their sufferings and their lamentations. Some rolled on the ground. Some slapped their arms. Some found many words appearing on their tongues. Some said, Where will this rascal Kazi go now? If I catch him, I will sever his head and throw it away. Some went off to catch some blasphemers. Some, speaking the names of certain blasphemers, struck the ground with their fists. How many people played mridangas? I do not know. How many people blissfully sang? I do not know. It was as if a great shower of ecstatic love fell on all of Nadia. The Lord's servants in Vaikuntha always yearned to find such a shower. All the people of Nadia floated in the nectar of bliss, the same bliss that overwhelms Brahma, Shiva, and Anantashesh. Dancing with his associates, servants, weapons, and confidential companions, the king of Vaikuntha proceeded on the path by the Ganga's bank. Never had such bliss come to the earth. Every path in every direction was filled with bliss. It was as if there was no longer even a single sesame seed's worth of sin anywhere on the earth. The highest purity was present in every place. Dancing, handsome and fair-limbed Lord Chaitanya proceeded on the path. Surrounding him in the four directions, singing devotees followed him. They sang, I place my heart at your feet. Well aware of what is the best, I place my heart at your feet. This was Lord Chaitanya's first Sankirtan. The devotees sang and Lord Chaitanya danced. Everyone accompanied Lord Chaitanya in the kirtan. Where are we going? No one knew. Thousands and millions of people sang the names of Lord Hari. It was as if, hearing the kirtan, the material universe was about to break apart. All the worlds up to Brahmaloka, Shivaloka, and Vaikuntaloka became filled with bliss. The bliss had no end. Accompanied by their associates, the demigods came to see. Seeing, they and their associates fell unconscious. That moment, all the demigods attained Lord Chaitanya's association. Assuming human forms, they joined in the kirtan. Brahma, Shiva, Varuna, Kuvera, Indra, Yamaraj, Soma, and many other demigods came. Seeing the wonderful and unprecedented spiritual bliss, they all assumed human forms and attained Lord Chaitanya's association. In this way, the demigods and human beings together chanted Hari. Filling the sky, all the great torches burned brightly. At every doorway were banana trees, full water pots, rice, durva grass, lamps, and mangoes. Who has the power to describe the opulences of Nadia? Within it were numberless towns, houses, courtyards, and marketplaces. Hundreds of millions of people live there. Who is foolish enough to try to count them all? When the Lord descended to this world, He arranged that all these people would take birth there. That is why so many people lived in that one place. The women called out Jai and Hari. Even in 100,000 years, I could not describe the glory of these pastimes. Everyone gazed at the Lord as He danced. No one had the power to think of anything but Him. Seeing the Lord's mercy and hearing Him weep, even the most sinful debauchees fell to the ground and also wept. Calling out, chant, chant, handsome and fair-limbed Lord Chaitanya danced. A very charming flower garland decorated His entire body. The Lord wore a sacred thread and thrice-folded garments. His eyes were lotus flowers. His body was covered with dust. His tears of love flowed like the celestial Ganga. Anyone who sees His face will no longer think the moon is very glorious. Tears flowed along His nose without stop, tears like a slender string of pearls. His handsome curly hair was wonderfully bound and splendid with a string of jasmine flowers. O Lord, please give me this gift birth after birth. Please always enjoy pastimes in my heart. The whole world spoke this prayer as the Lord, who is Sachi's son, gracefully danced. The dearest devotees danced in front, and He who is the king of Vaikuntha danced behind them. Lord Chaitanya knows how to encourage His devotees. As the devotees acted, so did He. In this way, Lord Chaitanya danced and danced. Accompanied by everyone, the Lord proceeded on the Ganga's path. He who is the king of Vaikuntha danced in all of Nadia. In the four directions, the devotees sang His sacred glories. They sang, O bewildered people, chant Hari, Hari. When even the dim reflection of the holy name is present, there is no longer any fear of Yamaraj. As everyone sang these words, Lord Chaitanya, whose two lotus feet Brahma and all the demigods serve, danced. Other songs were sung. Lord Chaitanya, who is the king of all the universes, and the dust of whose feet everyone joyfully placed on their heads, danced by the Ganga's bank. His ecstatic symptoms were wonderful and unprecedented. A stream of tears flowed from His eyes. Everyone heard His loud roars. Laughing and laughing with upraised arms, He called out, Hari, Hari. Lord Chaitanya's fair form was more handsome than Kamadev. His garments were splendid. A garland of flowers decorated His charming curly hair. He looked like Kamadev. His graceful arms were anointed with sandalwood paste. A garland of forest flowers swung to and fro on His neck. He swayed to and fro and then He fell down. Overcome with love, He could not stand still. Sachi's son was filled with bliss. His eyebrows were Kamadev's quivers. His forehead was decorated with sandal paste dots. His teeth were pearls. His face was glorious. His nature was an ocean of mercy. Each moment He manifested hundreds and hundreds of ecstatic symptoms. How could He be peaceful? He wept, trembled, perspired, and became pale. The hairs of His body stood erect. I do not know all the ecstatic symptoms He manifested. Sometimes His form bent in three places, and with fingers He played the flute. His graceful motions defeated the graceful maddened elephants. He looked with graceful eyes. A very charming sacred thread graced His merciful chest. I think that thread was saintly Anantashesh himself, who assumed that form so He could touch the Lord. Nichananda Chandra and Gadadhar were splendid at His two sides. The multitudes of dear devotees performed kirtan. Looking and looking at them all, the Lord smiled. Assuming the form of a sannyasi clothed only by the four directions, moment after moment, Lord Shiva sang in the kirtan. In this, going from town to town, Lord Chaitanya enjoyed His kirtan pastimes. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose garments, hair, and limbs Goddess Lakshmi yearns to touch, now sways to and fro and rolls on the ground in town after town. Thousands and millions of torches shone like the moon. How did all this happen? I do not know. In the whole world, Hari was the only sound. No other sound came from any mouth. Seeing these wonderful pastimes, everyone became blissful. Oh, my brothers, looking at each other's faces, everyone called out, Hari Bol. Nichananda understood Lord Chaitanya's ecstasy. Whenever Lord Chaitanya was about to fall, Nityananda held out his arms and caught the Lord's body. One time, when Nityananda caught him, Lord Chaitanya sat down in a Virasan yoga posture. Placing his hand on the left side of his abdomen, the Lord blissfully called out, "Hari, Hari," and laughed. Another moment, Lord Chaitanya very sincerely said, "I am Lord Narayan. After I killed the demon Kamsa, I became known as Kamsa's enemy. I became Vamana and cheated Bali. I built the bridge. I killed Ravana. I am Ramachandra, king of the Raghavas." Loudly declaring the truth about himself, Lord Chaitanya looked in the four directions. Who can understand these truths, the inconceivable glories of the Lord? The next moment, Lord Chaitanya said something completely different. Placing a blade of grass between his teeth and calling out, "Lord, Master," Lord Chaitanya begged for the gift of devotional service. All of handsome and fair-limbed Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, like the pastime when he placed his toe in his mouth, charm the heart. Lord Chaitanya, who is the king of Vaikuntha, danced in all of Navadvip. The town of Navadvip is identical with Swetadvip. In the future, the Vedas will reveal this truth. I do not know how many kartals, mridangas, and conch shells were sounded. A great sound of Hari was heard in the four directions. In the center of all this shone Lord Chaitanya, the king of the Brahmins. Glory, glory, glory to the kirtan in the town. Glory to Lord Chaitanya's dancing. Glory to Lord Chaitanya's servants. This song of 20 stanzas glorifies Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Wherever he looked, Lord Chaitanya saw everyone floating in ecstatic love. Vrindavan Das sings this song, glorifying Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. In this way, the master of all the worlds joyfully performed kirtan in every town and village. The continual chanting of Lord Hari's names filled all the worlds, broke the boundary of the universe, and entered Vaikuntha. Then Lord Chaitanya, the king of Vaikuntha, joyfully jumped in the air. Defeating the maddened lion, the Lord made great waves. Everyone joyfully encircled him to watch. Dancing, Lord Chaitanya proceeded on the path that goes by the Ganga's shore in Nadia. Lord Chaitanya danced for a long time at his own bathing ghat. Then he went to Madhai's ghat. Then he went to Varakona ghat and Nagariya ghat. He passed through town after town by the Ganga's bank until he came to Simulia. Thousands and millions of torches brightly burned in the four directions. Thousands and millions of people chanted Hari in the four directions. The moonlight was very wonderful to see. No one could tell whether it was day or night. At every doorway were beautiful and auspicious banana trees, full water pots, mangoes, and burning lamps. Standing in the sky, all the demigods from Swargaloka showered champak and jasmine flowers. Thus there was a shower of flowers. In the form of these flowers, the earth goddess of Navadvip extended her tongue. Aware that the Lord's lotus feet were very delicate and soft, the goddess extended her tongue in the form of these flowers. In front danced Srivas, Advaita, and Haridas. Behind them danced Lord Chaitanya, the creator of everything. When the Lord entered a town, everyone stopped their household duties and ran to see him. Seeing the Lord's moon-like face, which is the life of all the worlds, everyone offered dandavat obeisances. Forgetting their husbands, children, homes, and wealth, the women made auspicious sounds and chanted Hari. In town after town, many millions of townspeople became wild, intoxicated by drinking the nectar of love for Lord Krishna. Some danced, some sang, some called out Hari. Some, forgetting who they were, rolled on the ground. Some used their mouths to play different musical instruments. Some happily climbed on others' shoulders. Some fell to the ground, grasped others' feet, and wept. Some wrapped their hair around others' feet. Some offered dandavat obeisances to others' feet. Some embraced others. Someone said, "I am Nimai Pandit. I have come to deliver the world." Someone else said, "I am a Vaishnav in Swetadvip." Someone else said, "I am the Lord's associate in Vaikuntha." Someone else said, "Where is that rascal Kazi? If I catch him today, I will break his head into pieces." Some went to catch the blasphemers. Someone said, "The sinners and blasphemers are fleeing. Catch them, catch them." Someone again and again climbed a tree and jumped to the ground. Angry with the blasphemers, someone tore apart a wicker basket. Someone said, "I am time personified, standing before the blasphemers." Someone screamed unnaturally. Someone went to bind Yamaraj and bring him there. Someone said, "O Yamadutas, tell me, where is Yamaraj?" The king of Vaikuntha has descended to the world and come into Sachi's house. Going from town to town, he now performs kirtan of his own holy names. The power of his name made your Yamaraj into the king of religion. The power of his name delivered the fallen Brahmin Ajamil. The Supreme Lord now makes every mouth chant his holy name. They who have no power to chant can at least hear. If every living entity is thus delivered, I am not to be blamed if I at once stop Yamaraj's work. Quickly go and tell Chitragupta to throw away all the records of the sinner's sins. The power of the Supreme Lord's holy name made Varanasi into the king of holy places. The liberated residents of Swetadweep always chant the Lord's holy name. It is the power of the Supreme Lord's holy name that made the demigod Shiva worshipped by all. Now the whole world has chanted the Lord's name. Renounce all sins and chant the Lord's holy name. Worship Lord Chaitanya. Then I will not kill you. Another person called in all the directions. Catch him, catch him. Where is that Kazi? He has cheated us and fled. Where are the blasphemers, the sinners, who do not like the chanting of the Lord's holy names? Beating the ground with his fist, someone called out, "Blasphemers!" Walking from place to place, someone loudly called, "Hari!" In this way, everyone spoke and acted as if intoxicated with love for Lord Krishna. They did not remember who they were. Seeing the townspeople wild with ecstatic love, the blasphemers burned with anger. Meeting together, the blasphemers decided, when the Kazi comes, what will happen to their happy festival? What will happen to their loud calling out? What will happen to their singing and dancing? What will happen to their big parade? What will happen to their banana trees, water pots, and mangoes? Then all their words will be washed away. When the Kazi comes, sees all the burning lamps, sees the circle of devotees, and hears the great tumult, then we will see all these devotees jump into the Ganga. Someone said, "I will stay here. I will tie the necks of the fleeing townspeople." Someone else said, "I will go and tell the Kazi." Someone else said, "That is not a good idea." Someone else said, "My brother, there is only one action we should take. We should approach the devotees and tell them the Kazi is coming." When they have weighed the importance of these words, not a single person will stay in this place. As the blasphemers chewed all these thoughts, Lord Chaitanya's associates, now wild with ecstasy, chanted the holy names of Lord Hari. Everyone's limbs were splendid with sandal paste and flower garlands. Everyone blissfully chanted Krishna. The town named Sumaliya was in an isolated part of Nadia. Dancing and dancing, Lord Chaitanya proceeded toward it. Hearing Lord Hari's name come from numberless millions of mouths, Lord Chaitanya, the jewel of the Brahmins, roared and danced. How many tears flowed from the Lord's lotus eyes? How many streams of tears flowed over the Lord's pure and splendid limbs? Trembling, Lord Chaitanya jumped up into the sky and fell back again. Lord Nityananda wept. He could not hold the Lord still. At the end, Lord Chaitanya fainted in ecstasy. His body showed no sign of life. Everyone was frightened. Seeing these wonders, everyone said, "This person must be Lord Narayan." Someone said, "He is like Narada, Prahlad, and Shukadev." Someone else said, "He may be whoever he is, but he is not a human being." In this way, everyone spoke according to his own realization. A great philosopher said, "He is the best of Vaishnavas." Tasting the nectar of great devotion, the Lord was not in external consciousness. Raising his arms, he called out, "Hari Bol, Hari Bol." Hearing these words from the Lord's graceful mouth, everyone at once shouted, "Hari, Hari." Wherever Lord Chaitanya went as he danced, everyone followed. The Lord had taken the path that led to the Kazi's house. Then the Kazi heard the tumultuous music of the kirtan. The Kazi said, "Listen, O my brothers, what is that singing and music? Is it a marriage procession? Is it songs for worshipping ghosts? Who, jumping over my order, is performing the Hindu rituals? Quickly go and find out. Then I will go myself." On the Kazi's order, a servant ran there. Seeing the great multitude, he recited some verses from his scripture. Then numberless millions of people shouted, "Death to the Kazi! At this, the Qazi's servant fled. He quickly returned and told the Qazi, "What can you do? Quickly go. Flee. Nimai Acharya is with millions and millions of people. How can you punish him? There are thousands and millions of burning torches. Thousands and millions of people are performing this Hindu ritual. At every door are banana trees, water pots, and mangoes. I saw that all the roads in Nadia are strewn with flowers. I do not know how many coins, flowers, and grains of puff rice are scattered about. When I hear the loud music, I feel my two ears are being pulled up by their roots. Even when the king comes, no one acts like this in the towns of Nadia. Nimai Pandit is the leader of these devotees. Wherever he goes, as he dances, the others follow. The townspeople we attacked are there. They all shouted, 'Kill the Qazi!' Nimai Acharya shouted very loudly, 'He is a Hindu saint, and this is how he acts.' Then someone said, 'Why does this Brahmin weep?' Streams of tears flowed from this Brahmin's eyes. Someone else said, 'Where is this Brahmin at? I think he always weeps because he is unhappy.' Someone else said, 'I am afraid to look at this Brahmin. Thinking he will devour me, I tremble.' Then the Qazi said, 'I think he is going to a wedding. If not, then he is performing a Hindu ritual. If that is so, then today I will take away the caste of the whole town.'" In this way, the Qazi reasoned to everyone. Then he heard a great tumult of the music. Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of all people, had come dancing to the Qazi's town. The great tumult of millions and millions of people chanting the names of Lord Hari filled the Swarga, Martya, and Patala, and other worlds. Hearing that sound, the Qazi and his men trembled and fled. Like frogs frightened by a snake, they fled the Hindus. Lord Chaitanya's followers filled every place. The Qazi's frightened men did not know where to flee. Some loosened their turbans and danced unnoticed. In their hearts, they trembled. They who had beards lowered their heads. Shy, they did not lift their heads. Their hearts trembled in fear. The numberless millions of people did not notice them. The people were not even aware of their own bodies. Everyone danced. Everyone joyfully sang. Filling the universe, everyone called out, "Hari!" Coming to the Qazi's door, Lord Chaitanya roared with anger. The Lord angrily said, "Where is the demon Qazi? I will catch him and sever his head. Today I will make the whole world a place where no Muslims live. As I did before, I will now kill all the Avanas. Where will the Qazi go to save his life? Break the doors in the house. Break them." Again and again the Lord spoke those words. Lord Chaitanya is the super soul in the hearts of all beings. Who can jump over his order? The people had become wild by tasting the nectar of love for Lord Chaitanya. On the Lord's order, they all began to enter the house. Some broke the door. Some began breaking the house. Some kicked. Some roared. Some broke and threw around the branches of mango and jackfruit trees. Some broke the grove of banana trees and cried out, "Hari!" Thousands and thousands entered the flower gardens, pulled up the flowers, threw them about, and roared. Again and again they broke the flowers and branches. Chanting "Hari," they danced. They placed the Lord's name in every ear. Not a single petal or leaf remained in the garden. Nothing at all remained intact in the Qazi's house. After breaking everything, everyone left the house. Then the Lord said, "Set the house on fire." Everyone, start a fire. Set the four walls of this house on fire. I will see how this king will punish me. Today I will see what these people do to escape. Yamaraj, time personified and death personified, are all the servants of my servants. All existence has come from my glance. I descended to this world to start the Sankirtan movement. I will kill anyone who tries to stop the Sankirtan movement. If a sinner joins the Sankirtan movement, I will certainly remember him. If ascetics, sannyasis, philosophers, yogis, or anyone else will not join the Sankirtan movement, then I will kill them. Set the house on fire. Don't fear. Seeing the Lord's anger, the devotees wrapped their shawls around their necks and fell to the ground. Extending their arms, the devotees grasped the Lord's feet and prayed, "Lord Sankarshan, your first expansion never becomes angry at the wrong time. Only when it is time to destroy the material creation does Lord Sankarshan angrily appear as Rudra. This Rudra destroys the entire creation in a moment. Then at the end, he enters your body. Therefore, It is an expansion of your expansion that angrily destroys everything. Who has the power to stop you when you become angry? O Lord, you are full of bliss. You never become angry. Thus the Vedas sing, O Lord, it is not right that you refute the Vedas' words. You do not become angry at Brahma and the other living entities. For you, the creation, maintenance, and destruction of the material worlds are all your pastimes. Today you have given enough punishment to this cousin. If he again acts against you, then you can take away his life. Then they said, Glory to Vishvambhar, the great king. Glory to the fair and handsome master of all the worlds. Glory, glory to he who reclines on Ananta, to he who is the husband of Goddess Lakshmi. Raising their arms, the great devotees chanted these prayers. Lord Chaitanya smiled at his servant's words, saying, Hari, he began to taste the nectar of dancing. The Lord punished the Qazi in this way. Then, dancing and tasting the nectar of Sankirtan with his associates, Lord Chaitanya, who is the king of all the worlds, departed. Playing mridangas, kartals, and conch shells, and clapping their hands, the devotees sang, Jai Ram, Krishna, Govinda, Gopal. After destroying the Qazi's house, the townspeople, joyfully singing Hari and dancing, departed. The blasphemers' hearts were broken. The blasphemers were morose, and the devotees were joyful. Clapping their hands, the townspeople sang, Jai Krishna, Mukunda, Murari, Vanamali. In every town there was a great tumult of jai. Everyone swam in an ocean of bliss. Who danced there? Who sang and who played musical instruments? Who went where? I do not know. Dancing, the devotees went ahead, and Lord Chaitanya followed them. Brahma, Shiva, and Anantashesh sang of Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of Brahma, Shiva, and Anantashesh sang as Lord Chaitanya, the crest jewel of Vaishnavas, danced. In your heart, please do not doubt any of this story. Then Lord Chaitanya will give you his mercy. Then, accompanied by numberless millions of people, Lord Chaitanya entered a village of conch shell merchants. Great bliss arose in the village of conch shell merchants. Chanting Hari, the people sounded mridangas, bells, and conch shells. Dancing, Lord Chaitanya proceeded down the flower-strewn path. The very beautiful torches glistened in the four directions. How can I describe the beauty of the moon that night when fair-limbed Lord Hari performed kirtan? At every door were banana trees, mangoes, and full water pots. Chanting Hari, the women made a tumult of glorious sounds. Every town and village was splendid and beautiful. Then Lord Chaitanya entered the village of weavers. A great tumult of jai and of mridanga music arose. The weavers were wild with bliss. Clapping their hands and singing Hari Bol, Mukunda, Gopal, Vanamali, the townspeople danced. Hearing the name Hari come from every mouth, Lord Chaitanya smiled. Dancing, Lord Chaitanya proceeded to Sridhar's home. Lord Chaitanya went to Sridhar's home, which was a single broken-down room. A single iron cup rested at Sridhar's doorway, a cup patched in many places, a cup even a thief would not take. Lord Chaitanya danced in Sridhar's courtyard. Then he saw Sridhar's cup. Knowing his devotee's pure love, Lord Chaitanya at once picked up that iron cup. Lord Chaitanya happily drank the water in that cup. Who had the power to say to him, Do not do it? Now I am dead, Sridhar screamed. You came to my house only to kill me. Saying these words, saintly Sridhar fainted. Then Lord Chaitanya said, Now my body has become sanctified. Now that I have drunk Sridhar's water, I have finally attained devotion to Lord Krishna's feet. Now I possess true devotion to Lord Vishnu. Again and again, saying these words, the Lord shed streams of tears from his eyes. In this way, Lord Chaitanya taught everyone, by drinking water from a Vaishnav, one attains devotion to Lord Vishnu. In the Padma Purana, it is said, To become purified of all sins, a wise man will beg food from a Vaishnav. In the absence of food, he may drink the water offered by a Vaishnav. Seeing how the Lord loves his devotee, the devotees wept with joy. Nityananda and Gadadhar wept and fell to the ground. Advaita and Srivas fell to the ground and wept. Haridas, Gangadas, Vakreshwar, Murari, Mukunda, and Chandrasekhar wept. Govinda, Govindananda, Sri Garba, Sriman, Kashishwar, Jagadananda, and Ramai wept. Jagadish, Gopinath, Nandan, Suklambar, and Garuda, and everyone else, all wept. Placing their hands on their heads, thousands and millions of people wept, saying, "Lord Krishna, the master of they who have no other master, is my master." Why did Lord Chaitanya display this pure love and devotion at Sridhar's house? I have not the power to say. Calling out Krishna, the whole world wept. His desire now fulfilled, Lord Chaitanya smiled. Oh, my brothers, just see the glory of the Lord's devotees. For his devotees, the Lord feels the highest love. Lord Chaitanya very respectfully drank the water in the iron cup. Because with the highest motive, the Lord desired to drink it, the devotee's water became sweet like nectar. To teach the truth about devotional service, the Lord drank water from that cup. Everything that belongs to a Vaishnava is pure and spiritual. The Lord will not cast his glance on a splendid jeweled water cup of a proud person, even to drink from it. With great love, he at once eats whatever his servant offers. He has no desire to wait until all the rituals of offering are performed. If the devotee has very little food and therefore does not offer it, the Lord eats it by force. The Brahmin's broken rice at Dwarka bears witness to this truth. The Lord also eats the remnants of his servant's meal. The vegetables of Yudhisthira, when he lived in the forest, bear witness to that truth. Lord Krishna's servant is Lord Krishna's father, mother, wife, and brother. Lord Krishna does not consider his servant at all different from his own self. As the servant meditates on the Lord, so the Lord manifests a form. He gives his servants the power to sell him to others. The Supreme Personality of Godhead loves his servants, so the Vedas sing. Lord Krishna always appears before his devotees. Filling your eyes, please gaze at the power of the Lord's servants. Out of love, Lord Krishna becomes the servant of his servants. Please don't use the word small with the word servant of the Lord. Lord Krishna never uses the words small or great to describe his servants. A person who for millions of births performs his prescribed religious duties is non-violent and honest, does all his work, and day and night prays to become a servant of the Lord. At the time of his death, he chants Narayan. Then he becomes liberated. His material bondage is completely destroyed. After he is liberated in this way, he becomes a true servant of Lord Krishna. All the true commentators of scripture give this explanation. After he attains liberation, a soul attains a body suitable for joining Lord Krishna's pastimes. In that body, the soul worships and serves Lord Krishna directly. The all-knowing commentator, Srila Sridhar Swami, explains in his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam, "The liberated souls accept forms suitable for joining the Lord's pastimes. Then they worship and serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the devotee are equal. Indeed, the Supreme Lord thinks that he is defeated by his devotee. All the garlands of prayers that exist in the numberless universes are not enough to properly glorify the Lord's devotees. Brahma and Shiva happily call themselves servant of the Lord. Anantashesh, who holds up all the worlds, yearns for the qualification to serve the Lord. Although they are naturally equal to the Lord, the devotees love the Lord dearly. Because of their past sinful deeds, the sinners are unhappy when someone happily calls Advaita Acharya a devotee of the Lord. Lord Krishna himself is happy to be called a devotee. Who but Lord Krishna himself knows the devotee's true nature? Only to fill their bellies do the sinners declare, 'I am the Supreme Lord himself.' At the root, these people are worthless like old and tired oxen. Their disciples are like donkeys and jackals. Some of them declare, 'Now I have become Lord Ramachandra.' Bewildered by Lord Vishnu's Maya, they declare, 'I am the Supreme Lord,' even though the truth is that their bodies are fit to be eaten by dogs. Lord Chaitanya is the master of all. Filling your eyes, please gaze at his powers. By his will, millions and millions of powers and glories and opulences are at once manifest. How many millions of torches burned with great brilliance because of his will? By whose power were banana trees suddenly planted beside every door? By whose power were great singing and instrumental music suddenly manifest? By whose power did flowers rain from the sky? I do not understand the great love the Lord displayed by drinking water from Sridhar's cup. Seeing the Lord's love for his devotees, the three worlds wept. Some people fell to the ground and their hair did not stay neatly tied. Sridhar wept. Placing a blade of grass between his teeth, he loudly called out, Hari, as tears flowed from his eyes. Why did the king of the three worlds drink this water? Sridhar asked. Sridhar danced, wept, and called out, Hoi, hoi. Lord Chaitanya drank his devotee's water. The king of Vaikuntha danced in Sridhar's courtyard. Tasting the sweet nectar of devotion, the dear devotees surrounded him in the four directions and sang. Nityananda and Gadadhar were splendid at his two sides. Please gaze on the ultimate in good fortune attained by the banana leaf seller, Sridhar, a servant of the Lord. Gazing on Sridhar's glories, Brahma and Shiva. By wealth, followers, and learning, one does not attain Lord Krishna. Only by pure devotional service does one bring Lord Chaitanya under one's control. After giving mercy to Sridhar by drinking his water, Lord Chaitanya again entered the town. As loud sounds of Hari were heard in the four directions, Lord Chaitanya, the master of all the mellows of devotional service, danced. The splendor and beauty of Navadvip defeats the splendor and beauty of all the worlds. In Navadvip, the word Hari is heard from every tongue. The same spiritual bliss tasted by Shukadev, Narada, and Shiva made all the towns of Nadia wild with joy. The king of the three worlds danced in every part of Navadvip. He went to Garigacha, Paradanga, and Majira. Please do not think all this happened in a single night. Many kalpas passed during that night of the Lord's kirtan. Nothing is impossible for Lord Chaitanya. By moving his eyebrow, he destroys the universes. A very fortunate person can understand this truth. A sinful, dry logician cannot understand it at all. In whatever town the king of Vaikuntha danced, everyone swam in an ocean of bliss. Seeing the shouts, the tumult, and the streams of tears, the men and women in Nadia wept. Someone said, I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Sachi, from whose womb this great person was born. Someone else said, Jagannath Mishra was a great saint. Someone else said, the good fortune of Nadia has no end. Lord Chaitanya enjoyed pastimes in this way for many kalpas. Everyone said, from this night, the sun will not rise. Everyone called out, Jai. No sound but Hari was spoken by anyone. Seeing Lord Chaitanya, everyone offered dandavat obeisances. The men, women, and children all fell to the ground. Casting a merciful glance on everyone, Lord Chaitanya continued his blissful pastimes. These pastimes never come to an end. The Vedas say only that sometimes they can be seen and sometimes they cannot be seen by ordinary people. The Lord appears before the devotees in whatever form they meditate on him. This is described in the words of Srimad Bhagavatam. O my Lord, you are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. Even at this very moment, Lord Chaitanya enjoys all these pastimes. They who are fortunate see these pastimes eternally. Every time he descends to this world, the Supreme Lord takes his liberated devotees with him. Only the devotees and no one else can understand the Lord's activities. If, passing many millions of births in yoga, yajnas, and austerities, a person does not perform devotional service, he will not obtain any good result from his endeavors. A person who does not serve the devotees will not attain devotional service. Therefore, all the scriptures say that one should serve the devotees. Glory, glory to Lord Nityananda, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose mercy Lord Chaitanya manifested the Sankirtan movement. Someone said, Nityananda is the same person as Balaram. Someone else said, he is most dear to Lord Chaitanya. Someone else said, he is a very powerful expansion of the Lord. Someone else said, I do not have the power to understand who he is. The people may say that Nityananda is an individual soul, or that he is a devotee or a philosopher. Why should the people not say whatever they like about Lord Nityananda? Why should Nityananda not be thought a devotee of Lord Chaitanya? Lord Nityananda's feet are the great treasure I keep in my heart. I kick the heads of the sinners who mock and blaspheme Lord Nityananda. I offer respectful obeisances to the feet of Lord Chaitanya's dear devotees. May Lord Nityananda, the moon of Avadhutas, be my master. By Lord Chaitanya's mercy, I know the truth of Lord Nityananda. Because Lord Nityananda teaches me, I know the truth of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are Lord Ramachandra and Lakshman. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, and Lord Nityananda is Sankarshan. Lord Nityananda is devotion to Lord Chaitanya personified. He has all the powers of the Lord. The exalted servants of Lord Chaitanya can understand the narrations of Lord Nityananda and Balaram's pastimes. If you see the devotees quarreling among themselves, please know that this is all Lord Krishna's pastime. Please do not understand it in any other way. If a person takes the side of one Vaishnav in this quarrel and then blasphemes another Vaishnav, the blasphemer will perish. A person who worships Lord Krishna in all respects and does not blaspheme others will be counted among the Vaishnavs. I offer my respectful obeisances to the feet of Lord Advaita. May I think of him with love. Glory, glory to Lord Chaitanya and all his associates. Anyone who hears this Madhyakanda will attain devotional service. Anyone who in a quarrel takes Advaita's side and then criticizes Gadadhar is a sinner. He is not a true servant of Lord Advaita. May the sweet nectar of these descriptions of the Lord nourish the thoughts of all spirit souls. Anyone who enjoys hearing these descriptions of Lord Chaitanya will someday gaze on Lord Chaitanya's face. That is inevitable. Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Nityananda Prabhu are my life and soul. I, Vrindavan Das, humbly offer this song at their lotus feet.